You've heard of BetaShares. You've probably seen the logo on our podcast. You might even be among their 1 million investors. So you can imagine that I'm delighted to say BetaShares is the official ETF partner of the Australian Finance Podcast. With nearly 100 exchange-traded funds, you can go to betashares.com.au and immerse yourself in ETFs and unique insights covering all of the sectors, themes, core and satellite positions you could want. Think cybersecurity through the HACK ETF, robotics and AI with the RBTZ ETF, and uranium with the URNM ETF. The list goes on. To explore the BetaShares ETF range, visit betashares.com.au, read the relevant PDS and TMD on the website, and consider if the fund is right for you. BetaShares Capital Limited is the issuer.
Hey there, here's a quick note. This podcast contains general financial advice only. That means it's not specific to you, your needs, goals, or objectives, so don't act on the information until you've spoken with your financial advisor. You'll find our full disclosure, disclaimer, and link to our financial services guide in the show notes.
Okay, welcome to this month's Money and Chill. Kate Campbell, wonderful to have you with us.
Good to be back.
Monique, always a pleasure.
I'm here, yep.
Today we've got
We dragged you along again.
We've got some money-saving tips. We're also going to share some other resources. Everything from things you can do in your bathroom to things you can do at a retail store or on your favorite social media channel. We've got all that today. What else has been happening, ladies? Kate, what have you been doing?
Life has been very expensive for me recently and things have cost a lot of money. There's a lot of things that go into buying a property that you don't think about, like buying a vacuum. I didn't realize I needed one until this weekend when I kind of got to the point and the old vacuum just wasn't cutting it anymore.
So, did you get a hand-me-down?
I did get a hand-me-down, yeah, but it was someone's vacuum that they didn't want and there was a reason for it. It didn't work very well.
Okay. Well, we can write that person off of the
Christmas card list. You have to vacuum the same spot about 10 times to get the things right. Going up. So, new vacuum, new me.
What kind of vacuum did you get?
A cheap version of a Dyson, because Dyson's costs quite a bit and probably a third of a European flight. So I did buy a cheaper version of a Dyson.
That's interesting. So you quantify everything in a European flight.
Yes. So like, well, flights are European, so expensive now.
What does it cost you to book your tickets to Europe?
Just over $3,000, but going at peak time, just after Christmas Day. So
That would mean that a third of that's like $1,000. So then if you go out for lunch and it's like $100, what's that? Like, I can't do quick math, but that's
30
like
lunches. It's a lot.
Yeah. That's like 1/30th of a European flight. Wow. And then it's like, what, even more for coffees. I like how we justify all this in like units of European flights.
Oh, I don't look at coffees in units of European flights, but yours were heaps cheaper.
Yeah. I'm going like off peak though. So it's like half of yours.
How much did you get your flights for?
Like 1400. Yeah, but I've also got like a 10-hour layover. It's like, it's not a fun time, but it was cheap. So I was like, yeah, I'm doing it.
Yeah. Who are you flying with?
Singapore Airlines.
Singapore Airlines. Yeah. Okay. And you're flying with Qantas. Mm-hmm. Well, that's probably.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I saw the Qantas prices and I'm like, Singapore Airlines, thanks.
Thank you very much.
I was told exactly which flight I had to get, so I didn't have a choice of airline.
Yeah.
But no, it'll be exciting. I think a lot of people, I'm sure a lot of listeners have been planning for different trips, whether interstate or exploring their own state or going overseas for a long period of time. I mean, I had been planning a huge trip in 2020 that didn't happen. So finally, I'm getting a condensed version of that this summer.
Yep. Are you going to see any shows when you're in Amsterdam?
I don't think I'm going to Amsterdam, but hopefully I'll see Wicked and Phantom of the Opera when I'm in London. That would be wonderful.
They do stage shows in Amsterdam.
I know what you're trying to get at, Owen, and we're not going there in this episode. We are a family-friendly podcast, and I'd like to keep it that way.
Family-friendly. Well, you know, let all the blossoms bloom, you know? Anyway, where are you going in Europe, Monique?
I'm doing like Paris, Milan, Como, and Barcelona.
Como, wow.
So cannot wait.
Yeah. What's the one place you're looking forward to? If you're thinking, if you're picturing something right now, what is
it? Well, Barcelona. Like, that was the whole point of this trip.
Yeah.
It was like 2018, I did the Eurovision trip, went to Portugal, did Madrid, but didn't go to Barcelona and I regretted it. So I'm like, next trip, Barcelona.
Cool. So I guess probably the number one reason you're going there is to watch the soccer.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll go with that. Sure. Okay, yeah. Love soccer. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's got a pretty good, like, it's got a lot of culture in Barcelona, right?
Yeah. So, like, I'm hoping there'll be, like, some kind of festivals or something happening there.
Yep.
And, yeah.
How was Eurovision?
Eurovision.
Yeah, how was it when you went?
The best time of my life.
Yeah? Yeah?
So much fun. Like, there's just so many characters around. It's so good.
Yeah.
Yep.
So and many colours.
So good. Yep. Yeah. So good. It's just like a giant festival pretty much. So, it's really fun. Yeah,
was cool. This pre or post Australia getting a spot in Eurovision?
Post. So, I think it was Jess Malboy when we went. Yeah. It was great time. It was very cool.
It's Europe plus Australia now.
Yeah, pretty much. And there's so many Aussies that actually go every single year, I found out then. Hmm. It's like a really big thing. It's great.
Cool. So what actually takes place? So I'm like a rookie at this. Like what actually takes place?
So it's like a singing competition.
Yep.
It's goes over like, so there's two semis and then the final. So all the countries in Europe pretty much that want to participate.
So there's like one representative from each country?
Yeah, and there's one representative from each country. And then one wins. And then whoever wins, that's where it's hosted the next year.
Oh, yeah. Cool. So we need to send someone good so we get it in Australia.
Well, because Australia is not part of Europe, I'm pretty sure it goes if Australia wins, which I highly doubt, it'll go to the runner-up and that's where they'll host it the next year. Yep. So sorry. Can't host it in Australia.
Well, it makes sense. You're not going to get anyone watching at like 2 a.m.
Eurovision really in Australia just doesn't have the same sense. Ring.
Yeah. That's stuff. I don't know.
It's prejudice. And if anyone listening has no idea why we're not talking about finance, this is because it's our monthly Money and Chill segment where we get to talk about a few other things that aren't just what did this ETF do this month or what is the best way to save on my groceries. But we are going to talk about some great savings things today.
Yes.
We're going to start with my free shower head.
Okay, let's start with that.
Yes. Well, Monique actually told me there's a government scheme in Victoria. I'm not sure about other states where you can actually get things like free light bulbs, free shower heads installed that are going to hopefully make your home more energy efficient and stop you using as much water, stop you using as much energy. And so the government, I don't know how the rebate thing works, but you can look at the website. There's a list of about 50 different companies that are allowed to come and install these for you. And you give them a call, they come over, they put the new shower head in and bam, you just sign a form and you've got a new shower head. And
so easy.
The one I got is a lot better.
It's so much better. The water pressure is great.
Yeah.
I'm just looking. I just went on the energy.gov.au website and it looks like the shower head exchange program is only in Victoria. Surely they'd have other things like this.
Surely they do like the lights and everything in other states. I feel like that's a common thing.
Yeah, I think my next challenge is getting the lights replaced because I have very random looking lights. There's all sorts of different shades in different rooms. I even have a green light on the balcony. So
it's pretty fancy.
It definitely gives off some vibes. But yeah, we're talking a lot about energy efficiency and saving water and electricity at the moment. I think, I don't know if this is pre-post the episode on saving money around the home, but yeah, this is one way. If you're in Victoria, this could be something to look into as well. Also, if you're in Victoria and you haven't got your $250 bonus for comparing energy providers, that is another scheme going on with the government at the moment. There's no conditions apart from it's only one per household and you don't have to switch energy providers. You just have to go and compare and you get your $250 bonus. You did it, Monique.
Yeah, it was so easy. Literally just go and compare. You don't even really have to look at what the comparisons are.
Maybe you might save money. You might find a better option.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, now it's probably a good time because all the energy prices have gone up. So it's probably good to compare anyway. And then, yeah, you get the money. Like I think I got it 2 or 3 weeks after I applied for it.
So it's legit. You've seen the money in your bank account and you've already spent it.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Did you let it go into general revenue?
Yep.
Yeah.
100%.
So I was just looking. So there's a thing. If you go to energy.gov.au and then you go to the rebates and assistance program, you put in like, I am a household. I am located in like New South Wales, Victoria, wherever you are. And the one for New South Wales, there are 23 different schemes available. So like you can, if you purchase, like I think we've talked about this before, the no interest loan scheme for appliances, and that's in every state. Recycling,
is that the one run for
battery discounts?
Shepherd?
Yeah, I think
the
it must
no
be
no interest loan scheme.
Yeah,
and you can get white goods and electronics.
Yeah, that's
and
I think that's what they're mentioning here. Yeah, it's like so 650 homes in New South Wales will get a pretty substantial discount on if they're installing like batteries for like reusable energy and whatever. So like these are just all
it's all just available on the website. You just literally put in where you are and what you're interested in, and it does it all for you.
All right, we'll make sure that link's in the show notes.
Sure. Yeah, we can do that for sure. I like it.
But there's lots of different things out there that until you actually go looking for them, you don't come across them.
No, exactly.
Well, particularly if something like if there's a rebate on things like solar panels or batteries, if you're putting that in your house, they can be sometimes tens of thousands of dollars for certain packages. So any type of offset you can get of that is pretty meaningful. Yeah, I like it.
Sweet.
Monique, what have you got for us?
So
put down my phone now.
I had a devastating story the other day, or realization. Yeah. My sister came to me and she's like, you know, your favorite pesto that you use, it's really not good for you.
Oh.
And I shed a tear. It was very sad. It was a very sad
favorite
day.
Favorite pesto.
Yeah.
Right.
Like just the jar of pesto. I don't make it or anything.
Yep.
So she was like, there's actually this Instagram account called Supermarket Swap. And it's this lady who shows you like what's good, what's bad, and gives you like a replacement for that product that you use. Mm-hmm. So that's how she found out about this pesto. So it was like the brand of pesto that I used to use. And she's like, that's not good for you. It's got all these additives. And then you swipe and she's like, you should use this one. This one's actually really healthy for you, or not healthy, but better for you. So yeah, I thought that was a really good find by my sister. Thank you.
Shout out to Monique's sister.
Yay, Monique's sister. but she also does like meal swaps as well. So same kind of idea. And she'll have like comparisons of two separate recipes. And one is like slightly cheaper than the other. And it's got all of the healthier ingredients in it as well. So she does that whole, finds out what has additives, what doesn't have additives, and then swaps them out. And then it's generally like, a cheaper recipe anyway. So there's also that, that's on that account. Well. Yeah.
Have you tried the new pesto yet?
I have not. I'm yet to come to terms with having to let go of my favorite pesto, but.
What do you put it in? Like what's your, where do you? Like,
just pasta. It's just like pasta? My go-to like emergency meal, pasta pesto.
How do you do it?
So make just the like pasta,
straight up pasta and
then
with
chuck
pesto?
The entire jar of pesto in the pasta.
Oh, really?
Any vegetables?
No.
No? Parmesan?
That's in the pesto. So it's like,
So just that's simple.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. I love pesto. You don't need anything else.
Yeah, it's pretty good, huh? What is in pesto? I think I've been
basil.
Over this. Basil?
A lot of basil.
Yeah.
There's parmesan.
Garlic? I'd say garlic.
Garlic, lots of garlic.
All right, I'll fact check this with Dr. Google while you guys...
Some kind of oil, I assume. Yeah.
The chefs that are listening are like, come on, guys.
That does not count like as your five veggie service for the day, Nick.
No, oh, you guys actually have nailed it. Basil, cheese, garlic.
What, like, I feel
pine
like...
Nuts?
Yeah, pine nuts.
Someone.
I know I made it a few years ago and I put cashews instead of pine nuts and that also worked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you can make your own pasta sauces.
I definitely
can. They might be healthier.
It
might just take a bit longer, but they are quite good.
Yeah, definitely. No, I always like opt to make the pasta sauce over in a jar. But yeah, no, this pesto is going to hurt me though. It was just so good.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think it's good, but there's often things you might be using a lot that might not, they might be a bit out of your budget on a regular basis, or they might not be as healthy, and you can find ways to swap them out for different variations.
Exactly. Like yeah.
There's a there are so many like veggie and vegan follows on Instagram that come up with the best recipes.
Yeah.
And they're sometimes so
easy.
So cheap and easy. Yep. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I love the three ingredient ones. They're my favorite.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So good. Three ingredient pancakes are the best.
Oh, I did brownies the other night. Was at my sister's again. And it was like banana, peanut butter, and cocoa. That's it. Brownies in the oven.
Really?
20 minutes.
Banana,
done.
Yeah. I didn't believe that it could actually make a brownie.
Yeah. It works.
Really?
It's so tasty too.
Wow. That's so easy.
Yep. So
and
good.
You can look like you're really good.
Exactly.
You just rock up, like, made brownies. Check it out.
Yeah. Because like my sister can be a little bit picky sometimes. So I went over her house and I wanted to bring her like muffins or something. But I'm like, oh, whatever I bring, she won't like. So I'm like, I got there. I'm like, do you have peanut butter? Do you have bananas? Do you have cocoa? She's like, yes, yes, yes. All right, I'm going to make you brownies.
Oh, wow.
And she was very happy with that
just
result.
Blown away.
Yep.
Mind blown.
Yep.
I like Monique's it. That's cool.
Master Chef creations.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So this is a supermarket swap
on
Instagram.
It's like, let me just double check.
Yeah, we'll put the link in the show notes.
Yep. Supermarket.swap to be exact on Instagram.
Supermarket.swap. Don't go to the fake accounts. No imposters.
I'm pretty sure actually when I was like looking through it last night, there's an app as well, but I'm yet to like sign up or anything. But maybe with the app there's like more recipes and stuff that she puts in there. Yeah, might be one of those things where you like can make your own shopping list or other people suggest other things. So yeah, it might even be like a whole big community thing that I'm kind of yet to discover. So I'm gonna search through it a little bit more.
Cool.
And speaking of imposters, I thought we should just mention we do have a few imposter accounts running around. Thanks to all the listeners that have messaged us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.
Thank you.
Make sure you're using Rask Australia. That's R-A-S-K and then just Australia. There's no dots. There's no spaces. Sometimes they catch you out with underscores or capitalizing things. And I'll point out that we'll never directly message you, especially not about our trading strategy or crypto or foreign exchange or anything like that. Usually we're only messaging people directly if they've won a giveaway or anything like that. So we definitely won't be asking for any personal information. So please don't engage with these fake accounts. And you've got a few on Twitter. Sometimes they say RESK, R-E-S-K. Definitely report and block. I would hate for anyone to engage and go down that track.
Yeah, we've tried everything to get rid of them. I'm at the point where I'm debating getting off Instagram because I don't use it that much, but it's just so dangerous. So, if you get messaged or if someone reaches out to you and it looks like one of us or me or the brand, it is not us. We will not just randomly message you, and we will never talk to anyone about our trading strategy or crypto via social media. We've actually had some of our listeners actually find out who operates the account, and it's actually a guy out of the United States that's operating one of the big fake accounts. And he must do it to heaps of different brands to try and suck people into his crypto trading and stuff like that.
You're getting catfished.
Catfished. Yeah. So you're getting catfished.
Well, hopefully not. If you don't engage, you're not getting catfished.
You're not getting catfished. But just be aware, because what they do is they follow people that, you know, they would be familiar with. So, for example, one of my friends or family members gets a message from this thing and they think it's me. But it's they kind of pick up on it pretty quickly because they know me. But if you don't know me personally, it's pretty
really
dangerous.
And this really applies to any Finfluence you're following or any of the other big podcasts. This happens to their accounts as well. So, anyone that's trying to do the right thing will not be messaging you about crypto or trading strategies or trying to get information about you via DM. So just be wary.
It's actually funny, like we say that, right? There was actually one podcaster, I won't name names, but he was a big crypto guy. And if you follow crypto in Australia, you'll know who I'm talking about. He actually was DMing people about investing in his crypto, and he got exposed. That was last year, taking millions of dollars down with him. So some people that do seem legit and that do have accounts on social media can also be dodgy. Like, there's no rules that you have to have a fake account. So just be really wary and be mindful of that. Like, it's a pretty hard thing, and particularly with crypto, you never get your money back. So keep all those things in mind. Good warning, Kate.
Yes.
That's not a money and chill item.
No, that's just a...
That's a money and be alert item.
Yeah.
That's, I think that was the emoji with that red light.
Being a big good consumer of information and making sure you sort of think before responding to anyone online and getting multiple sources of advice.
Yeah, I mean, there was this thing the other day, like taking it to the extreme. My mum called me on the way home from work the other day and she's like, oh, Elon Musk has just launched his trading platform and it says that you can earn $1,000 a day in passive income. And it had a bunch of different crap on this page. But she got to the page, I think through like YouTube or Yahoo Finance. So she came from a legitimate source. It's got they've like superimposed like a CNN or CNBC kind of set. And there's a photo of Elon and all this sort of stuff. And I said, Mum, the number one thing you can do is check. It looked like the CNN news website with the landing page. I said, Mum, the number one thing you can do is check the URL. Like, what does the URL say? And it was like ba.ind/this. And I was like, well, that's obviously like dodgy. But she was like full on like, she was telling me not from the perspective of I'm going to start trading with Elon Musk, but from the perspective of, oh, is this future competition for your business? And I was like, Mum, that's a 100% straight up fraud. And Kosh, this happens to David Kosh. Koshy all the time.
Yeah. Any big personalities.
Yeah, any big personalities. So yeah, just please be very mindful of that sort of stuff. Like, follow the real accounts and...
Yeah, definitely.
There are no get-rich-quick schemes at work out. So...
All right, you're...
Oh, drum roll.
What
this,
are you bringing?
This is what we could make the title of the episode, not gonna lie. It's this big. What?
Owen's great reveal.
What comes next? Turn off your cameras.
What up?
So, anyway, my big thing is, this is Apple iPhone, right? Mm-hmm. Imagine getting an Apple iPhone for like $65. So, a lot of people, when they sign up to a plan, they go direct to like Telstra or Optus or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on a plan. Are you guys on like plans? Like,
I'm prepaid.
Prepaid, yeah. Living the dream, like Aldi or Beyond or something.
Boost.
Like Boost. Yep. Yeah,
sweet. I'm on Circles, I think.
What? Circles?
Yeah.
That's the name of the...
What's that? Yeah, it's just like Aldi Mobile or Boost or Belong.
Oh.
That's sweet. Yep. That's what I used to do. Don't do it anymore. But anyway, my sister, she just had her 12th birthday. And she's going to high school next year. And I gave her a phone, like an Alcatel piece of junk ages ago. And I was like, damn, like now China definitely has all your data. But I was actually like, the phone wouldn't last the day. And I was super worried about her privacy and security and everything. And so I thought, like, I'm a big advocate of Apple for the privacy reasons and security. So I'm like, well, maybe I can get her an iPhone like secondhand or something for her birthday. And that can be a present. But I was in JB Hi-Fi when I was up on the Gold Coast a few weeks ago, and the guy in the store said to me, hey, like I was just buying a podcast mic because I had to do a live stream from the Gold Coast and I forgot my mic. And he's like, hey, like, who's your phone plan with? And I said, oh, it's with Telstra. And he's like, oh, bugger. He's like, because if you transfer to Telstra from another provider to Telstra and you get either a 12-month, 24-month or 3-year plan, we can give you a massive cash bonus depending on how long you take up and whatever. And I was like, okay, cool. And he's like, yeah, but the thing is, and this is what I learned on the weekend, is that the JB Hi-Fi staff, it's only available as far as I know through JB Hi-Fi. So Telstra's basically said to JB, get all your customers to sign up to us. And you get it. I think JB Hi-Fi gets a commission from it. And the customers get a huge discount, right? And I was like, okay, cool. How much is it? And he said, oh, it's $600. So when I did this like 3 or 4 years ago and I got $400, $200, and we did two of them, so we got $400 in JB Hi-Fi vouchers. So the thing is, there's always, if you go to the JB Hi-Fi website and you're thinking of switching to Telstra, there's always an incentive, but some days or some weekends, and they do this without notice because otherwise the staff take advantage of it, right? And what happens is for 1 or 2 days, they double, maybe even triple the bonus that you get. And so I signed my sister up. It's a $69 plan, so it's a little bit more expensive. And it was over 24 months. But we got a $600 voucher and she got an extra $60 of gig of data every month for signing up on this one day. So the net cost of a brand new iPhone for her was $59 because it was also $200 off the iPhone 11. So for this one day, we managed to get her like not the latest model, but like it still has like all the super features, everything, like more and beyond. Like anyone would be like, hold on, I just paid $2,000 for that phone. And she effectively got it on like the best network with unlimited amounts of data. Because once you go over your data plan with these packages, it doesn't charge you more. So that's what I was worried about with her.
Yeah.
She's just going to like stream YouTube or do something crazy. But no, it doesn't charge you more, it just slows you down.
Oh, wow.
And so
it's like the old internet caps. Like, I remember, oh, I'm capped and it's so slow.
Yeah.
It's so slow.
Really, put another $5 on or something. Yeah, So my phone plan, which was 2 years ago, it charges me an extra $10 every time I go over. And it happens a lot because I use it for work when I'm on the road.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so she's got like a brand new iPhone. She got it for the equivalent of $59. Obviously, I have to pay the plan, but she gets like heaps more data than I do. She's got unlimited calls and text. And the great thing about when you sign up with Apple, if your kids have an Apple phone, is that all you have to do when you sign them up is you put in your Apple ID and you press accept on your phone, like, and you do your bit. And then the rest of it's child's account. So it's automatically blocking everything. It automatically stops apps. They can't visit certain things automatically. And it's super secure. So, I mean, this is more like a, you would want to, so there are a few rules around this. It used to be the case that, and I was, because I asked them everything about this because I wanted to share it on Money and Chill. And they were saying that it used to be the case that anyone could switch to this through this plan and get all the bells and whistles. But what they realized is that staff were kind of taking advantage of it because it's so good, because you could effectively sign up to a new plan, get the iPhone, sell the iPhone, and just keep like the original plan that you had. Like you could just switch across to Aldi for a day or go to like whatever that Circles, wherever that is. And you could just switch straight back. So now what has to happen is your whatever phone number you have that's not Telstra, I'm sure JB Hi-Fi and Telstra hate me for saying this, but it has to be off the Telstra network for 31 days. And then you can go back. So backpackers that were in the country for like 2 years, they'd do this. They'd have like some cheap knockoff. Then they'd go in with their Aldi number, switch it over, get a 12-month plan, get the cat, like the gift card, and do it again after 12 months. Like just get another crappy number and whatever. And so like to stop that abuse happening is they then have these flash sales where they like have massive discounts. So if you just call up JB like every Saturday for the next couple of months and you're like, oh, what's the discount? What's this? It also gets better than this. If you want a particular type of Samsung and you do the thing that I did, you get $900 off.
Wow. There you go, Monique.
There you go. Android.
I'm the only Samsung user here.
Obviously, then, yeah.
But then you have to deal with the fact that yeah. you're a Samsung user. Yes, sorry, guys.
Yeah.
But that's probably awkward. Good to know because like JB Hi-Fi, Officeworks, Harvey Norman, you can often go and negotiate with them as well and get them to price match. Yeah. So if you go in with, hey, I saw this laptop was $200 cheaper in these two other stores. What can you do for me? They've got the staff there have quite a range that they can lower the prices to or bundle things together or add things on top. So any of those stores that are quite large and you're buying bigger items, maybe not just the $20 CD or whatever you'd buy, but larger items, you can often negotiate a bit more, especially if you're going to buy a few things at once. And you do that with furniture stores as well.
There must be some sort of incentive for these phones as well with the staff because they're all like, oh, you want a new phone? And they're like, their eyes light up. And you're like,
do they get a commission for signing up?
I think JB does.
Like, and the staff at Myer's used to get commission if you signed up to the Myer credit card and things like that.
I feel like the store does.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure with JB, they all like get some kind of commission.
Yeah. Because they would want to put in, like, someone that works for JB would be able to clear this up for us, but they want to put in their,
Their actual name.
They give you like a buck, like things. Yeah. And they put their name in.
Yeah.
So it might be like it's like a
KPI thing. Yeah. I
think
they do. Yeah.
But, I mean, so the net result is, yes, I put my sister on a plan, but I was already paying like $30 or $40 a month for her thing that didn't charge and would always expire, like the data would expire and whatever. And it was, she lives in regional Victoria, so the internet was a bit patchy. Now she's got fully like secure phone privacy. I basically control it remotely with Apple. Like if you go into anyone's account that you share data with, or a share a plan with, you can go into their name in your phone and it will show you their location up to the latest 30 seconds. So yeah, I know where she is. And I'm just very happy with it.
Cool.
So I thought I'd share that. So if you're in the market for an iPhone 11, try and do it through JB on a day when they have one of these things, and you can probably get a new plan if you're not with Telstra, or get one other Aldi SIM, put 10 bucks on it, then wait 31 days, then come across. And you might be able to get a brand new iPhone for $59 in the wash.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
If anyone does that, let us know.
Let us know. It's a bit complicated, but have a look. Sorry, JB. Sorry, Telstra. Well, maybe not sorry, Telstra, but sorry, JB. It's like kind of blew it up for you. But I was happy with that. So stoked.
That's very cool.
Yeah. If you're into Samsungs too, obviously, there's something for everyone. So to close out, we'd normally just share some stuff that we've been like reading, watching, listening to.
Yeah.
Do you guys have anything?
Yeah. Well, I haven't actually been listening to too many podcasts this month because I'm still obsessed with the same one that I mentioned last month, which is Deep Dive with Ali Abdaal. He's a YouTuber, used to be a doctor from the United Kingdom. He does really amazing YouTube videos as well. Everything about productivity, time management, building a life of meaning, and using even some personal finance and saving things. So he has a fantastic podcast. And I'd really recommend that because I was finding it a bit complicated to keep switching between 100 different podcasts. So what I've really enjoyed is spending a couple of months really going deep into one person's podcast and getting to know them better virtually, you know. I'm never going to meet him, but
you never know.
Well, you never know. We should send him an email, see if he wants to come on the show. Yeah. Money and Chill
with Ali Abdaal. Big dog. Big dog.
Yeah. Actually, that's actually interesting that you mentioned that, because I was reminded of this yesterday when I was listening to a podcast. If you haven't yet reviewed or like given us a rating in the Apple podcast feed or on Spotify, can you please, please, please do that? It takes about 2 or 3 minutes of your time. The reason that I say this is some of the big guests that we want to get, particularly from overseas, like in the United States, in Europe, etc., they actually look at the number of reviews on the podcast channel to determine if it's worth their time. And I've noticed, like, if you look at all of our like peers in Apple, like if you look at Equity Mates, She's in the Money, My Millennial Money, even like the Property Couch and all that type of stuff, they have like, I would say like 5 times the amount of reviews as us, some of them. And yet our podcast is nearly the same size as a lot of them. And so if you are listening to this and you do have your app, your phone in your hand, please just give us a quick review. And then we can use that to like, if you give us feedback on what you do like and what you don't like, we can then use that to design episodes and just get better guests and yeah, kind of scale it a bit better. So if you are on one of those platforms, please leave us a review. My thing this month, and it's actually on my phone right now, which is people will know that I'm a big fan of the Knowledge Project, which is the Farnham Street blog. So fs.blog is the website, but the podcast is called the Knowledge Project, and it's run by a guy called Shane Parrish, who's an ex spy turn this kind of like knowledge accumulator. And he had an interview, and this will apply to basically anyone that runs a business, anyone that kind of gets up in the morning and has like a growth mindset. So I want to improve myself. I want to learn. I want to grow. Anyone, if you are in this camp, this will apply to you and you will absolutely love this episode. I think it's the best podcast episode I've ever listened to, maybe. Maybe it's because it's the time of my life. But there was an episode out recently with a guy called Marshall Goldsmith. And I think he was voted like number one leadership coach in the world or something like this. And he's written something like 49 books or something. I don't know, something crazy, right? And he's an older guy. And he talks about basically what he's determined from working with CEOs, presidents, politicians, everyone. And he's written some books lately. And in this 1.5 hour episode, he goes into basically like how all of these people think, what motivates them. And then also he talks about how many of the things that they come into the conversations and into the groups that he works with, like those, I guess, preconceptions of how life should be lived are totally reversed. So for example, he talks about how if you identify, if some of your identity is tied up in achievement, so things like, I want to finish a law degree, I want to be a lawyer, or I want to, you know, prove myself. Or if, you know, I want to do, but it could be anything, like I want to learn to be a great chef or something like this, right? None of that actually matters. And the reason that it doesn't matter is, according to what he was saying, is that once you achieve it, then what happens? Where is your identity as a person? And he gives the example early on in the podcast of the Pfizer CEO. Saved millions, if not billions of lives with the vaccine. He was voted the number one CEO in the world. The stock price went up like X number or whatever. And he makes the point of, this person's just voted the number one CEO in the world, made, you know, saved millions, hundreds of millions of lives. Then what? Where does he go from there? There is nowhere you can go. And he makes the point of like how we do this in our everyday lives. It could be something small. And he's not necessarily religious in his communication, but he does have some sort of like values that come from that. And he said, this is probably the most telling thing he said, and this is right at the end of the podcast. If you get through 50% and you're not 100% sure, trust me, keep going, because the second half of the podcast is better. But he basically says, imagine you are 95 years old and you're on your deathbed. You're about to take your last breath and you you get a moment, someone walks into the room and they grant you the ability to go back to your present self. So where you're listening to this right now. What is the one like piece of advice that you would give yourself? What is that thing that you would do? What is the, you know, the opportunity that you would take if you were looking back on your life? And he it could be anything. It could be, you know, take the risk, go overseas, try this thing as a new career, whatever it is. But he summarizes what a lot of the kind of answers he gets to these questions are. And it can be summarized in three words. And the thing is that he gets, the answer to this question is basically, be happy now. And this is a, like, I just, at this point in my life, I think it was one of the best podcasts I've listened to. And I think if you are stuck trying to, you know, identify what you want to do, who you are, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic podcast. So it'll probably come out in the Best Bits email as well for the rest, weekly email.
Well, we'll include that in the show notes because you don't get time. You just have each present moment. And I think it's really important that you enjoy the process, whether you're working towards a financial goal or a life goal, because otherwise it's just, well, you get to that result and then what? You hit $1 million and then what? So you actually want to enjoy and grow throughout the process getting there, because then the process becomes so much more important than the outcome.
Absolutely. And he talks a lot about that. He talks about, like, and I thought there's like a parallel here with investing and money. Typically, like, we define kind of progress based on like the dollar figure that sits in our balance, in our bank account, or like if you're an investor, your investment returns. But what is it really? It's not that meaningful when you think about it. And so he talks about all that sort of stuff, and you can draw parallels to totally disparate parts of your life. And I think it's a really cool podcast. And I listened to it twice on the same day. I just thought it was great. And to your point, Kate, he talks like about the kind of the Buddhist mindset, which is that like every breath you take is a new you. And that's kind of like the power of now and being present. And how do you think about that? Really cool. Yeah. Loved it.
Yeah. Being present is really important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. So that's what I've got. Big one for me this month. I haven't come with much in the last few weeks. So making a show.
Stepped up your game for once.
I've done something for once.
All right. You're saving us money on a phone plan.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting free shower heads, maybe free light bulbs as well. Yep. Getting your $250 energy comparison voucher if you're in Victoria. If you're in another state, there might be a different scheme. If you find another scheme, feel free to let us know and we'll share it with the community. And you're finding healthy or cheaper food swap alternatives on Instagram.
Yep.
So we'll put links to all of this in the show notes.
Yep. Writing it down as we speak.
Yeah.
Yep. So if you like this episode, let us know if you like Money and Chill. We like doing it. It's a bit of fun. It's more casual. Instead of having pages of preparation and notes and research, it's 5 dot points.
Yeah.
Intro. What's happening? Yeah. Monique, Owen, Kate. Yep. That's it.
And so, I get to be in front of the camera.
Yes. And you get to step out and be behind the mic. It's cool. Yep. So, yeah. Ladies, thanks for joining me.
Yeah. Thanks, sweet. Everyone, for listening. And we'll be back with you in a month's time with another Money and Chill episode.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Australian Finance Podcast, where our mission is to improve the financial futures of all Australians. If you'd like to learn more, create a free account at rusk.com.au/account to download free episode workbooks, bonus resources, and take our amazing free personal finance courses.
You can also join our online community by following the link in the description. If you enjoyed the show, what we'd love is for you to leave us a snappy review on iTunes. And you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Rask Australia. Kate and I are also on both of those channels. Finally, if you have any feedback, suggestions for episodes or guests to come on the show, or you just have a question for us, shoot us an email at podcast@rask.com.au. InvestSmart's portfolios are turning 10, and to celebrate, 10 InvestSmart boot camps are up for grabs. This self-paced online course is ideal for both seasoned investors and those who are just starting out. Valued at $99, you could win a spot on this highly rated course. To enter the competition and for terms and conditions, simply visit investsmart.com.au/win. Don't miss out on this chance to learn from experts and take your investing to the next level. Simply visit
investsmart.com.au/win. Good luck.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. Before you go, I wanted to share some things with you. Specifically, I wanted to tell you about the 10 ways that Rask could help you in 2024. As many of you know, Rask has grown to become one of the biggest investing and finance platforms in Australia. Across our podcasts, our websites, our memberships, and so on, we now engage around 200,000 Aussies, which, considering we started in a humble lounge room on a Kmart desk, one of those old fake white wooden ones, I'm pretty ecstatic about where we are 6 years later. As part of becoming one of Australia's biggest platforms for wealth creation and preservation, we now have a very special position in the country in that we can bring you some of the best, most thoughtful, expert-driven ways to protect and grow your wealth. And I'm going to share some of those with you now. I've got 10 ways that we can potentially help you or match you with someone who can. The first thing that I want to tell you about is the biggest step we've ever taken at Rask, which is the launch of our Rask Invest platform. This is a platform that lets our team, led by me, invest for you, primarily through low-cost, diversified ETFs. We'll have three strategies at launch, and every investor who comes through can pick one of the three strategies, being a balanced strategy, a growth strategy, and a high-growth strategy. The balanced strategy focuses on passive income, and the high growth strategy focuses on longer term compounding. You will find a link in your podcast player to register your interest. We will be taking off soon. Number two, if you prefer to DIY your investing, you can join me and over 4,000 members inside Rask Core. That's our full ETF and ASX share research membership community. You can join now and you'll get updated ETF portfolio recommendations every quarter, as well as ongoing ASX and global stock research. Every single month, we call them the All-Star Stocks. You get that alongside the ETF portfolios, as well as other members-only content. It's called Rask Core. Number three, our first ever partnership with a business other than our own was a business by the name of Blusk, which has since become Flint Group. Flint Group is led by Chris Bates and Christian Stevens, two of Australia's most highly regarded mortgage brokers. Already over 200 Rask community members have begun the Rask plus Flint Group mortgage broking process. You can click the link in your podcast player if you're refinancing, investing, a first home buyer, or whatever. You've probably heard Chris on the show many times. Number four, you can connect with our most trusted financial advisors. Whether you're 25 years old, just graduated uni and looking to set yourself up, or approaching or in retirement and you've got that nest egg you want to protect and generate a passive income from, you can get in contact with our trusted panel of financial advisors. You can find the link in your podcast player. It's there each and every week. Just click the thing that says financial planning. Number five, if you want specialist insurance advice, as Warren Buffett said, rule number one is don't lose money. And rule number two is don't forget rule number one. Insurance is vitally important, especially when it comes to your number one asset, you. Whether you're a single income household or a couple, and you just want to protect what would happen if, you want to protect your family if something goes wrong, you want to protect your spouse if you lose your job, you want to protect yourself if you hurt yourself on the weekend at footy, insurance is a way to do that. And I think the best way to do insurance is through a financial planner. And there's a few reasons for that, but one of them is sometimes some insurers will only work with financial advisors, but they can also be your companion as you go through the sometimes daunting process of getting insurance done properly. Sometimes you might not even know, but you're not even covered, even though you think you are. So get the right advice. You'll find a link in the show notes to check that out. Number six, buying property. If you're like me and you're thinking of buying property in the next 12 months, or maybe you've already invested and you're looking to downsize, getting the right advice and being able to build wealth through property is a proven strategy. It might be one of the most contentious, but I think that we have one of Australia's best property coaches in our ranks. That is Pete Wargent. Pete is the host of the now super popular Australian Property Podcast by Rask, and he's also my analyst team's macro consultant. So if you're a member of RASCOR, you will have seen Pete's name around the traps. He's a property coach and buyer's agent, and he works with a select number of people each and every year. Just a note on this, this is not a commercial thing with Pete. Pete just has great services, so we offer them to the community. And when he fills up, he fills up. You can find out more about Pete's coaching in the show notes. Next up, tracking your portfolio for tax? I think you are, because I think you have to. So we've partnered with Nevexa to help you manage your share and ETF reporting, whether it's tax or performance. All RASC users get 20% off an annual plan with Nevexa. You can sync your portfolio with Nevexa's software, and it automatically tracks your dividends, your capital gains tax, and more. Again, not a commercial partnership. We don't make anything from working with Nevexa, but they do create some great tools which the RASC community uses each and every day. Number 8, want to run your own business? Maybe you already do. If you want more profit, but less stress, less time consumed, and less energy lost, get in contact. We have a partner business called Inflection. The Inflection Accelerator Program is a complete online course that helps you and a community of members engage and follow a proven strategy for growing your business. I'm grateful to be one of the coaches inside the Accelerator program, helping business owners right across Australia. You can find more following the link in your podcast player. It's the one that says coaching. Number 9, if you haven't already checked it out, join over 20,000 other people who tune into the RASC YouTube channel. It is completely free, and you get notified when we go live and when we publish podcast episodes. There is a podcast on the RASC network each and every day, as well as bite-sized material that's less than 60 seconds, or those really punchy tutorials and webinars that are just 15 minutes that take you through a really exciting topic, whether it's how to buy a property, whether it's how to pick a dividend ETF. Some of our most popular content actually just explains things like, what the heck is franking credits and how do I calculate if I've got some? That's on our YouTube channel. Number 10, if you want to be a better investor, a saver, a better partner with money, or just understand your own relationship with money, you can do that. All of that by going to the RASC Education website and taking a free course. We've enrolled over 26,000 students at the time of this recording, and we are on a mission to get to 100,000 in the next few years. RASC Education is our mostly free education platform, covering everything from budgeting and automation to the probably, I would say, the best value investing program in the country. So whether you're a value investor, an intermediate investor, you want to know how to value Woolworths shares, or you simply just want to understand what ethical investing is, or buy your first property and what actually happens on settlement day, head to the RASC Education website and enroll in something today. It is free and it supports us, because then I can come on here next month and I can say we've got 27,000, and hopefully we reach critical mass where we can help more Australians manage their money better. Thank you for listening to this long-winded ad. If you want to get in contact with me, you know where to go. There's a link in your show notes. Basically, these 10 services, even though some of them we don't make any money from, support RASC and allow us to produce these podcasts, attract the biggest and best guests from Australia and around the world, and bring them to you to answer your questions. Thank you for being part of the RASC network, and thank you for your ongoing support. Bye for now.